Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're pursuing a topical thought, and I'll give you a little background. I was in a third world country recently, and I was taking questions, and we just got through talking about our ministry and how God had blessed it. I'd use Philippians 4:19, God shall supply all your need according to his riches and mercies by Christ Jesus. And I had a man very sincerely raise his hand and ask, why don't that work for us? Do Americans have more faith than we do? Why has God blessed America so? And that set me to thinking, and I've still been worrying about that and thinking about that and wallowing that thought. And so I've been looking at some scripture. First, we saw on Monday, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, Psalm 32. God has blessed America because it was founded on just principles. And then Genesis 12:3, the promise to Abraham, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee because of our friendship with the Jews. And today I'm looking at Psalm 82:3. The Bible says, defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. And I thought about as Americans and as a nation, we have been known as the defenders of justice. We have been those that have defended justice, not only at home but abroad, around the world. For the past 150 years, it's been the American soldier that has gone and has died for those they did not even know because of an injustice, because of an affliction, because one power would rise up and would unjustly take control of a free people and make them under servitude and bondage. And of course, the American soldier would rise up and the American people would gear up. And the women would go to work, and the men would go to war, and would ration and do without, and would give up our own families, give up our own food and our own, niceties of life, would place ourselves in situations of limitations and rationing, that in turn we might fight battles. For a people that we've never met, for countries that are across the way and across the sea, and for people that we never knew, and yet it was the right thing to do. And so the Americans have that reputation of defending the underdog, of stepping up and standing in place for the poor and the fatherless, to do justice to the afflicted and to the needy. I've heard it said, well, America can't be the policeman of the entire world. Well, can I say, if not us, who? If not America, who is going to be the policeman? Certainly somebody has to right the wrongs of this old earth. There are peoples right now that were poised that would destroy one another over simple things, over religion, over land, over power, over the color of their skin. All of the different things. There are genocides that have happened and will happen and will continue to happen unless we as a people stand up, unless there is a threat that someone bigger than the perpetrators, that the weak and the afflicted have a friend, and of course that friend being the United States of America. May I say, I believe with all of my heart that one of the reasons God has blessed this nation is because this nation was based upon every man being a free man. And we believe that that was not just the right of an American. We believe that was a right of any man under God, created by God, that it was one of those inalienable rights. And for anyone to take away that right anywhere on the planet flew in the face of justice, and it flew in the face of what we believe the scripture teaches and what the American ideal stands for. And for that reason, I believe God has blessed this nation. And as long as we continue to be the defenders of the defenders of justice, God will bless this land. Father, I pray that you'd help us. Lord, we're concerned and disturbed about the directions that we're taking and the sides that we're taking in conflicts. Please, I pray, help us to do right. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.